In today's lesson, we're situated at a place in northern Israel called Tel Dan, and behind me is a gate that dates back to around 1750 BC. We're going to begin our sweep of the historical sections of the Bible, building upon that playboard that we talked about in the last session. You'll remember that once we understand the rules of the game, it's kind of fun to play the game of history. I put that in quotes. And today we'll begin at the dawn of writing here in the Middle East. In Mesopotamia, which is over by the Tigris and Euphrates region, writing came into existence around 3000, maybe 3100 BC. And from that point on, cuneiform was used. They have tablets which they use a stylus for in order to engrave them. And literature became common, receipts became common over in Mesopotamia. In Mesopotamia at this time, and I'm talking about, let's say, what we call the Early Bronze Age, from 3150 until 2200 BC, during this time, in Mesopotamia, there were numerous city-states. One of the major languages was Sumerian. Another language that was growing was the language called Akkadian. And monumental architecture, the ziggurats over there, were being built. Down in Egypt, it's a little different story. In Egypt, writing came into being around this same time. There in Egypt, during the first and second dynasty, southern Egypt and northern Egypt were united under one king. And then the Egyptians moved into a period known as the Old Kingdom. And during this time of the Old Kingdom, this in particular was a period of pyramid building. Some 34 of 47 pyramids were built during this period. And remember that all of this is prior to Abraham and Sarah. So this is what's going on in our power centers, namely over in Mesopotamia to the east and then Egypt to the south and to the west. In the land of Canaan itself, during this early Bronze Age period, there were some very, very large cities. I'll use roughly 2,800 to characterize this period. But for example, at a place called Tel Arad in southern Israel, Ruth Amiron, as she was excavating there, came down a magnificent early Bronze Age city very close to the surface. The wall at Arad is about 20 feet thick. She was able to reconstruct some of it, maybe 10 or 15 feet high. There were semicircular towers attached to it. You can literally walk through the streets of Tel Arad and look at the houses from this period. They have their door on the broad wall, and their pattern is repeated again and again and again. We know also that during this period, there was long-distance trade between Mesopotamia and Egypt, between the land of Cana and those other two power centers. And so it was a great flourishing of activity during this early Bronze Age period. At the end of the early Bronze Age period, we move into another Bronze Age called the Middle Bronze Period. And that's divided into two parts. The first part we call Middle Bronze I. And this period, in stark contrast to the previous period, is not known for large cities, not known for walls, not known for palaces. But basically, it's known because of tent encampments. It's known because of tombs that were built with dolmens, a flat table-like structure. I'll come back to that period because for some of us, this is the period of the patriarchs. However, the second part of the Middle Bronze period, Middle Bronze II, runs from around 2000 BC until 1550 BC. And during this period, cities were also being built, just like during the early Bronze Age, but not as large. During the Middle Bronze II period, you have cities like Hebron, you have cities like Shechem, Jerusalem.